Iran's foreign minister has once again condemned U.S. sanctions against the Islamic Republic, highlighting their negative impacts on the country's health sector. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif said he is not the only one who says measures are taking the lives of cancer patients in Iran. Zarif said that other reports illustrate what he called one impact of Washington's economic terrorism on Iranians. Comments come as the U.S. has toughened sanctions on the Islamic Republic following last year's withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Tehran has recently scaled back parts of its commitments under the agreement. Iran says remaining signatories to the accord have failed to fulfill their obligations. Now joining us out of Cooksville, Maryland is Jacob Music, host of Voice of Revolution Radio. Hello, Jacob. Pleasure to have you back on one of our bulletins. Now,
thank you for having me.
You bet. Your thoughts on this story, and you know, we've heard so many stories about really the struggles that we've seen with Iranian people. And supposedly, the White House and a lot of lawmakers out of the U.S. say they don't have an issue with the Iranian people. Their issue is with the central government in Tehran. But we've seen the brunt of, you know, really the catastrophic impacts of sanctions fall on the shoulders of the Iranian people.
Absolutely. The FM of the Islamic Republic absolutely has a point when he points out that patients with diseases like cancer and others that would need exotic drugs, expensive treatments, a lot of these do come from the United States or countries that are allied with the United States. The idea behind sanctions, when the American Empire puts sanctions upon another nation, is to try to make the people have such bad lives and become so unsatisfied that they will overthrow their government. That is the theory. That theory doesn't actually work out because we don't see that in Iran and other countries like Syria and North Korea. Instead, what we see is the average, the life of the average person is disrupted, distorted. They cannot get different consumer products that they need. They have less access to healthcare. Even as things that are so banal as aspirin become less available. And so the thinking behind putting the sanctions because they're dissatisfied with the government, if you look at any elite government, any elite of any country and government across the world, they can have access to the things that they need. It is the average person, it is the poor person, it is the proletariat that is going to be hurt the most when things are restricted or tariffs are put on them. And so absolutely, the people that is hurting the most is not the government in Iran, it is the average people, the masses, who are going to find and have found for many decades, I mean, this has been going on for decades now, that their lives are made worse, absolutely worse, by legislators in the United States. And I don't know whether they, when they say that they don't want to hurt the Iranian people, I don't know whether they're just incompetent or whether they actually have an aggressive intention towards them.
And you hear the U.S. always say it's the beacon of democracy and human rights and whatnot, but then you see the laws, you know, carried out, written, implemented, that are completely, they completely negate humanitarian, any kind of humanitarian aspect or compassion within them.
Yeah, so the beacon of democracy is just simply the tagline or the slogan for this particular empire. And we need to understand these political forms historically. You know, the United States is just the latest in a long list of imperial superpowers, and they rise and they fall. You know, the Soviet Union, for example, had their slogans too. They said that they were the beacon of socialism, equality, and universal brotherhood. And of course they could not live up to those slogans. The United States cannot live up to these slogans. But I think, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinions, with a wide variety of perspectives, that we can do a lot better to serve humanity. We don't need to be the beacon of freedom of all time, but we can do better to serve humanity when we start to pressure our government to treat people in different nations that are enemy nations equally. Because I don't think the average American person wants the masses of Iranians to go without cancer medicine. It's our government.
Food for thought there. Thanks for joining us, Jacob Music, host from
Thank
Voice.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Voice of Revolution Radio, joining us out of Cooksville, Maryland.